But anyways, I said, God would ask me to sow a significant seed. I said, and this whole building was built by seed. We gave, and God brought it in. Every time we'd get to a point to where we needed something, God would bring it in. And you know what? I believe this year is going to be, the rest of this year is going to be supernatural. Going to have to be, because we have an adversary, and he has turned up things. He's turned it up against the church. He's turned it up against just individuals. He's turned it up against your health, your life, and everything. But trials are opportunities, if yielded the right way, to bring God glory. Children's Church, this Mitch, I'll stand out. It don't make me no difference, whatever y'all want to do. All right, that's fine. And so be praying to see what God wants you to give. And if you're listening out there, you know, come on, be in service with us next Wednesday night. It's going to be an anointed, power-packed night. And I don't say that by faith. I know something on the inside. I don't know what God's going to do, but it's going to be awesome. It's a time that he's bringing somebody from India to us, you know, and he called me and all of that good stuff, you know. And I knew when I was talking to him that he was that this was the Lord, you know. So, but trials are opportunities to develop. You know, without test, there'll be no testimony. But the Bible full well equips us. Number one, we have the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit. And if you're not born again, you are at the mercy of the devil, and he don't have no mercy. You know, and even born again, we have to stay submitted to the Lord where we can resist him. Without being submitted to the Lord, staying in the right, like Teresa was talking about this morning, very good word this morning on trial. I didn't know she was going to teach on trials or anything, but the Lord began to speak to me this morning. He said, trials are opportunities. He said, he said some see them as defeat. He said, some see them as, why is this happening to me? He said, but I threw out my word, I train you and the body to see trials as opportunities to go higher in me. And some trials are there to get to let us see things that God wants us to remove, you know. Just like Teresa talking about anger, you know, and made up her mind, and with God's help, I'm not going to be that. I'm not going to yield to that. I'm not going to be, you know, that was a conscious choice made based on its Bible. Be angry but don't sin. That is a quality choice. And now I've not seen her come unglued in over a year. And I've given her opportunities. Not on purpose, but I mean, you know, I've given her opportunities, you know. I'm a very easygoing guy, but I am a go forward, you know, sometimes, you know, too focused on, you know, to I'm not paying attention to what's going on. That, and I'm working on it. I'm gonna work on that. Because the Bible says in Psalms 34 over there, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. There it is. And you know, I would go to churches, and I started learning these things through hearing people in church. You know, I evangelized for 7 years. God opened doors, and I evangelized 7 years before I started pastoring while I was going to church, then submitted to the church and everything. But that, I mean, they would quote half of that scripture, and I mean, everybody's in agreement, you know, because I mean, everybody's going to go through things, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there are going to be attacks on us because we're born again. I mean, Satan hates the very thought of God. He hates the anointing. I mean, he hates everything that we stand for in God, and that's why he tries to keep people in the world. The thing that satisfies mankind is God, is Jesus. But mankind will hunt it in everything but Jesus. I mean, they'll hunt it in all kinds of things to fill that void in their life, because they want to enjoy life. When they get to what they think they're enjoying, they don't enjoy it anymore. They got to find something else. And why? Because we are made to worship God. We're made to follow God. We're made to yield to God. And we don't do that just not to go to hell. We've been redeemed from hell. Like I heard a preacher say one time, he said, "What in the hell do you want? There's nothing in hell that we want. About hell, about darkness, there's nothing. So if you're listening today and your life is not good and you are worried about the future, you're worried about everything, and you're worried and you're not born again, you must be get born again, because your adversary, the devil, he's trying to keep you in darkness. He's trying to keep you bound so that you will not make heaven. I mean, people say, well, they've been good people all their life. There's nowhere in Scripture where a good person is going to be there. It's going to be the redeemed. It's going to be the born again. It's going to be the ones that accept Jesus, even though they're good people. People, you still hear it today. I have people that ask me, why would God, if He loves us and loves people, why would He send people to hell? I said, He don't. I said, He does not send people to hell. I said, He made a way to escape hell. I said, through His life, He paid a big price. I said, they are choosing to go there. They are choosing to reject Him for whatever the reason. See, Satan, he deceives the minds and hearts of those that are out there in the world before they get born again. That is why he has me and you going through trials, and we gonna have victory, and we gonna be blessed, and we gonna have joy, and we gonna have peace. And then they see that on us, then we tell them, hallelujah, because we do have it, that there is a better life, there is a better way. And just like today, a lot of people sick and all of that stuff. In fact, I believe spirits of infirmity, some of it. Some things are just in the natural, the body and all of that. But no matter what it is, we must stand on and rebuke it and stand on the Word of God. I'm healed. You're healed. And then people in the world, even Greek, but they would quote half of that scripture. And most of the churches, amen, amen. I want to testify. The devil this, the devil that, my kinfolk, the devil this. But you know what? I opened the Bible up and I said, they didn't read all that. I noticed it in church. And so one time I said, hey, what's the rest of that scripture? But the Lord is going to deliver you out of, but He can't with you being where you're at. He can't with you saying, oh yes, I'm just going through. I'm always going through. No, that is the victim mentality. We're always going through. I'm tried on every side, seems like all the time, but I'm not going around saying, woe is me, poor old me. I'm trying to pastor. I'm trying to be a good Christian. I'm trying to be a good this or that. I'm not going around with that mentality. I go around, victory, oh, victory is mine. Satan, you come at one way, you got to flee seven ways. I remind him of Revelations. You are going to hell. You're going to hell. He ain't in hell. He's here on earth. He's cast down. He has demons and all kinds of entities that are here that I believe have been assigned to the body of Christ. I believe they've been assigned to get us to commit adultery. I believe they're assigned to get us to thinking wrong thoughts about our mates and this and that and people and what kind of life we could have and different things if we go outside of God. Somebody said this morning, they said, well, I guess so-and-so ain't going to be here this morning. And I said, well, their choice. I said, thing about it is, you don't give God much time, you're not going to get much of His. I get plenty of God's time in my life, in my finances, in my marriage, in my family. Why? Because I give Him time. I put my trust in Him. You can't do that and have, like Sandy was talking about, Yeah, the gas is up $3.50 a gallon, sure. Oil's up, costing way more to change oil in all my vehicles. Gas is up, I'm losing money seemingly. Everything's up, praise God. But victory, oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory. I don't care if it goes to $5 a gallon. I done been to five. I handled it pretty good, Johnny. And maybe I need 10. Maybe I need that level. Maybe you need that level. Pork and beans is 89 cents a can now. Good Lord, used to get them for 15 cents. Three for a dollar. Well, just buy you three and say, praise God, I got the money to buy three of them at 89 cents. See, don't let the trials defeat you. Don't let the economy defeat you. I don't even listen to the news hardly ever. If I do, it's going to be Christian. Victory Channel. If you got it, Victory News. That's the one you need to be listening to if you're going to listen to the news. Because they always report the facts, but they bring in the faith. They report the facts, but they bring in the faith. They always say at the end, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now, James Spann, take cover. It's coming, it's going to kill you. Don't play around with it. You know, I mean, even hearing the weather, you know, fear's going poof. Heard one other day coming over, and I went outside and I said, hey, I said, not here, Jack. They was trimming a tree up for me, and they said, got a phone call. I'm standing there, we'd done settled up, and they said, oh, man, it just hit over there in Coleman, and it blowed some trees down, and on a lady's car and this and that. And we got, I said, y'all better get out here, hadn't you? They left and I said, hey, I said, not here you ain't. You got it? I heard that report, but God, and I rebuked it. I said, I rebuke you from doing any damage at my house, period, or my barn. Well, we got to use common sense. I've heard that for 30 years. I ain't never used common sense in things of the kingdom. I've always used the mind of Christ. The common sense don't work. But the faith of God works. That's why he wants us out of love. Because faith works by love. And faith is the force that gets, I mean, you know, I've been listening to Vic, they're having the Southwest Believers Conference, you know, and I've been listening to some, me and Teresa has all week. But anyhow, I heard Jesse Duplantis, and I've always thought it, but I never said it. You know, I thought, he said, he made this statement, he said, you got to speak to the mountain. That's what the Bible says in Mark 11. He said, you can't move a mountain looking at it. It won't move. Your circumstances, that sickness, don't call it your arthritis. Don't call it your sinus problems. Don't call it your anything, sickness and disease. It's not yours. Don't belong to you. Belongs in hell when Satan's going to have to take it with him. He's going to be a sick puppy. Praise God. No, you call it, you say this that's attacking me in the name of Jesus. I speak to you and I command you to loose me. I command you to let go. And then with every time until it's gone, you get up and you say, yep, you're leaving. You're just trying to remind me that you're trying to hang around, but you've got no right. See, you've got to use it. Speak to that mountain. Speak to the economy. I think, don't try to rebuke it where to come down. Just say, glory to God, every time it goes up, I get a raise. Every time that things go up. Why, God? Because you said that you would supply all of my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. See, you come back and you combat that is trying to get you in fear and anger. Yes, it tries to make me mad about this administration. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, did you vote for Biden? I said, I'm not stupid. I said, that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm praying for that man. I'm praying for that administration. I'm believing God. I believe God, they're blinded to some things that they've yielded to that Satan's trying to bring on through them to us. I said, but I'm praying. Why? I'm not going to get mad at that administration. I'm not going to go talk down on that. And somebody said, Trump? I said, don't mention him to me either. I said, see, you're into politics. I'm into victory. I said, don't mention Trump to me. I'm not a Trump fan. I'm not a Republican fan. I'm not a Democrat fan. I am a fan of the man or woman that has godly character that wants to run this country. I'm not interested in nobody else. See, why am I telling you that? Because we have a lot of quarreling and anger in the body of Christ over the presidency. Whether it was stolen, I don't care. You can't cry over spilt milk. You get the milk up and then you pick up the glass, rinse it out, and then you go from here. See, victory is not back yonder. Victory's now. And you can, and you know, like, and I heard one of the ministers, they say, you know, I can't live in the now because I'm here. I'm here. I got to live in the future. See, you got to live in the future. What that means is, you know, you take the word of God, which gives you faith. You take the word of God, which brings vision. You take the anointing that it brings you, and then you go destroy yokes. You go out and you proclaim your latter years will be better than your former years. You proclaim that the older you get, the stronger you get. Aubrey, I tell Pop, Aubrey a lot, you know, I tell her, you're smart just like Papa. You're smart like Papa. And Aiden runs up there yesterday and he says, Papa, did you ride that, my little ride that I got, my little toy ride with him. Did you drive that? I started to say, no, I jumped out of the barn and got over here. But see, he knows what he's saying. He's leading up to something, Johnny. He's leading up. He's smart. He's smart. And so I told him, I said, I know what you're leading up to. Go on. Just go get on it. I said, go on. It's okay. And there he goes over there. He's smart. He's smart. He's leading up to something. He's got vision. He's not thinking, Papa's not going to let me ride it. He won't let me ride it. I don't know why God ain't moving for me. No. He knows Papa's going to let him ride it. Papa got it for that reason, part of it. Well, that's the way God is. Right here in the middle of all of this mess, I'm enjoying life. I've got my trials that comes at home. Sometimes I got trials that comes here. Sometimes I got trials that comes at my business sometimes. But I don't live in all of that. When I get off, I'm off, baby. When my shift is over, it's over. And I am in rest. Because if I believe he delivers me out of all my affliction, if I believe that, then I got to act like it. I mean, if you don't put action with your faith, then you don't believe it. I mean, I'm talking about we can complain for a little while, you know, and all right, but God won't let us stay there. And then if we just keep complaining and not rehearsing the what the Bible says, then we ain't believing. Faith has action. Faith will get up. See, I didn't know I needed to speak to mountains. I didn't know you could, Johnny. I didn't know that I had authority over arthritis that come to my mama and my daddy and my grandma and my grandpa. I ain't got arthritis. Now that sucker's tried to come. They told me up there, they said, on account of these sinus problems that's been attacking me for a few years, you know, I can outlast it. I can outlast that trial. They told me, you're allergic. I didn't know. And I looked at that old doctor and I said, I'm not allergic to nothing. Well, at that time, I'm like, by Jesus stripes, I'm healed. How could I be allergic to anything if I'm healed? You know? And he says, well, we need to test you. I said, I'm not allergic to anything. I said, I can sniff pollen like it. I talked to pollen back yonder. I never noticed pollen season. Then I heard everybody dropping about pollen. Good Lord, that pollen, my nose, I'm telling you, my eyes are swelled together every morning, and it's a thick blanket on my car. And I'm like, oh, God, this is worse than the devil, pollen. And so I started going out of my house. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the pollen, hallelujah. There's a reason that pollen's here, God. And I thank you, Lord, that I'll never be, not now nor ever, will I ever be allergic to pollen. Pollen don't bother me at all, other than I won't want it off my windshield. Don't bother me at all. People, I'm allergic to cats. I'm not allergic to anything. I had the confession. Get the point. So I told her, I said, well, you know what? It'd be a good thing to get some proof. So I said, let's do it. You gonna let it test you? I said, yeah, let us just do it. Test me for everything possible. So they tested me over 2 years ago for everything. I mean everything. 27, 8 different things. It all come back negative. I'm not allergic. I thought, it works. It works. And I've had people say, well, it's just because you're lucky. No, I'm not lucky. I don't believe in luck. Luck don't exist. I don't believe in luck at all. I believe in God things happening. I believe God intervenes. I believe God changes. I believe trials are good for me. I believe they build me up if I yield the... Now, you yield the wrong way, you're being tore down. You're going to be tore down and drained. But if you yield the right way and I yield the right way to the trial, I'm telling you, here comes the glory. Here comes heaven backing it up. Here comes God's grace. Then here comes God's peace. You ain't all tore up about it anymore. And so I go back to see another. I got holes in the roof of my mouth that goes up into my sinuses, which one doctor said, that's not possible. Then he did a scan, and they're there. He said, there's no cure. How do you know? You ain't even never seen it before. How can you tell me that? You just said that ain't possible 30 minutes ago. Now you telling me there ain't no cure? There is a cure. I was on the phone with one of them telemarketers the other day and talking about, you know, getting my insurance cheaper and all that, you know, and all of that stuff. And I told him, I said, hey, buddy, I said, listen to me. I said, I've got insurance from on high. There's no way that you can beat it. Well, have you checked and compared prices lately? And I said, nope, and I don't have to because I'm rich. Rich people don't worry about money. Well, I mean, you can keep some of your money. I said, I'm keeping it anyhow. Why? Satan is rebuked for me by God. Right? I let him do it. I let God do it. See, things go, I mean, I'm on a fixed income. You fixed yourself. God is an unlimited God. I'm going to sow a chunk out of my personal next Wednesday night, believing my God that he will do supernatural things in my business. And I'm going to plant a chunk out of here believing God that it ain't got nothing to do about what that preacher needs or don't need. I'm going to plant a significant seed out of this church right here believing God for whatever, our new building or this. You know, if we take the top off of this right here and take this floor out and build it up and pour concrete, we need about $350,000 is all we need. God, we're in Blountsville. That's why we got to plant seeds. You know, God comes to Blountsville when we let Him. He can show up right here in Blountsville. Right here. How did y'all do that? Jesus is Lord. But the trial, oh, we can't afford to do nothing, Lord. I don't build. I mean, I know every crack and cranny of this old building, but I know God said use what you got. If God tells you to drive a Volkswagen, are you too up here that you can't drive a Volkswagen? Be ashamed to drive something, a rusted down? I'll drive them rusted. I'll ride my mini bike down here. Them trials of shame of what I've got that God's give me, I'm not. I don't care if it's a rusted down backhoe. But God, with the anointing on it, I can do just what them new ones will do. I don't care if it is an old dozer with the blessing on it. But God, I can dig when the other dozers won't dig it. I just told Travis the other day, coming home, you know, and we have troubles on job. I mean, it seems like every job for the last year. It ain't that way, but it seems like it. And I mean, I told him, I said, listen, son, I said, it don't make no difference. I said, I've asked God, and I believe we have it. I ask Him, and I do it pretty often, God, give us Your grace to help us through all of these trials that we're going through with this stuff, Lord. Thank You, Lord, we receive it. I said, and we have God's grace and God's anointing. I said, that's why we fly like colors. Went and put some doors in the other day, and guy, he said, is this going to be an all-day thing? I stood up and said, what? All day? I said, oh, no, we'll be out here in 2 hours. 2 hours? Are you serious right now? I said, yes, sir. If it takes much longer than that, I'm going to Wally World. Get a job. Well, you know what? I was depending on God's help and God's grace to help us. Help us do this. Help us do it sufficient. And you know what He does? The less time it takes, the less money I have to pay them hands. Right? I'm making more money when things go up. I don't know how. But this happens. It's like God just works something, you know. He'll work something. I'll be like, woo! Went to work the other day. And I was going to just work one. I told the guys, I said, well, y'all just have off. Y'all just take off. I said, I got a door up there in Walnut Grove to service. And I'm getting some of my Go Net Speed money back. Have we got Go Net Speed? I'm getting it back for Travis, maybe. Oh, Telco, yeah. They took Go Telco over. Go Net Speed, you know, .com or whatever it is. And I thought, I said, y'all take off. And I thought, I'm going to get some of my money. I know I'm spending money with them every month. My internet and all that stuff, I'm going to get some of my money back from them. But God. And so I go over there, and I do that, and he says, oh, and I need you to go to Oneonta. He said, go down there. He said, and I want you to service some doors down there. I said, all right. He said, see Jay when you get down there. Well, I got down there and went in there. I said, where? I said, Jay around? Yeah, he's right through that door. Went in there, and I said, hey, man. I said, Harvey sent me down here. I said, which door do you need service? He said, all of them. I said, oh, my God. You know, yeah, but I'm by myself. Yeah, he's with me, and I ain't got time to put it off because we're scheduled pretty tight. And I went out there, and I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, there, 9, 10. I was like, oh, Jesus. Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for that grace. See, it's easy when you got your help with you, right? It's easy when everything's going in your favor, right? But when it ain't, that's when you do it. That's when you say, here it is, Lord. Thank You now, right now. I thank You for that grave. Well, you know what I done? I was done at lunch, and I made $2,700 from 7 o'clock till 12. Don't you tell me Jesus ain't real. And I didn't even want it. Do it. That's Jesus. $2,700. I can't afford to go nowhere else. I mean, I'm stuck in the middle of the will of God here. You can't afford to get out of the will of God. I mean, your job, the Bible says, work with your own hands that you'll have to give to those who need. So that's what you do. You sow seed. Praise God, hallelujah. And that's how you unstrap yourself. That's how come you get off of a field. When I start drawing Social Security, I'm going to spend that on the cows or something. I ain't going to need it. I'm going to tithe my Social Security. Somebody say, tithing your Social Security? Yes, you do, don't you? Tithe that Social Security. Well, I don't know about all of that. Well, we do. We know about all that because the Bible says that He is a supernatural God. He says He those that give shall be given good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men, shall go net speed. That's how the machinist shop. Them cleaning, they go, raises coming. I'm gonna believe God they don't cook you no more cakes. No. She goes, not want to eat cakes, and the devil stirs them ladies up. Oh, that's sweet Sandy. Let's get her some chocolate. Teresa tells me, don't yield to the devil. You're the devil. Bring her home brownies. I want her a little fatter, man, where she can't move, just bring her some brownies. She ain't going to eat them. She tell you, you're the devil. You're acting like the devil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when trials are hitting, I mean, you know, when trials come to you, don't just be just knocked off guard with it. Expect them. Don't believe for them, but expect them. Any minute now. Any minute now, Satan going to try something. Any minute now, somebody going to blow. Any minute now. Now I don't fear losing money. Money's not my God. You know, I don't fear not having enough. And I beat that when I didn't have nothing, Stacy. You got to beat fear when you ain't got nothing. You get that fear under you. You get it submitted to you. You get it under your feet because it's satanic. I'm not afraid of storms and hurricanes. I speak to them when they're out in the ocean when I do listen to James Spann. I speak to them. You might not believe it works, but I know that it does. See, I choose to believe God's word. Whosoever shall say to that mountain, shall say to that storm, shall say to that financial trial, shall say to that anger problem I had. Say to it, I'm not that anymore. I used to, I'd want to fight. I mean, I'd want to fight, you know. I'd just be like, I just got to do it one more time somehow. You know, just one more time, I would speak to myself, you are not that anymore. See, you got to speak to yourself. I am a new creation. I am in right standing with God, and I can do all things. I can keep my cool. I can believe for God's grace and mercy. I'm believing for every one of y'all to be healed, and y'all don't need to be going home on phone talking about how sick you are. Help me out here. Well, nobody knows how I feel. Nobody needs to know how you feel to get healed. You got to get past how you feel and get on that word. I say it every night. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed from the crown of my head. And I say it when I'm laying there in bed going to sleep. Thank you, Lord. You're good to me. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed in the name. Thank you, Lord, these sinuses somehow, I don't care how you do it, God, these sinuses that are attacking me, they're not mine. Mine's normal. Mine produces like they're supposed to produce. Thank you, Lord, I'll never have arthritis. I've seen crippling arthritis in people. I've seen people healed of crippling arthritis. I've seen people healed of cancer. There's no match for God in anything, praise the Lord. He's able to do abundantly above, greater than we think or ask. I'm believing, God, that Lisa will live and not die and declare the glory of God. Satan tried to bring hospice in and kill her. You got it? Morphine shuts your system down. Morphine relaxes your lungs. Morphine relaxes your heart and all of that and helps you ease on out of here. They know it. I told them, I said, you better not let her take that morphine. My sister started taking morphine and she's gone 2 weeks. After hospice come in. I know they're in pain. I'm not against hospice either. They doing the best they can do. I mean, they are natural helps ministry, and that's just the way that thing works. And so I spoke to that, and I said, Satan, I bind you trying to kill her at a young age in the name of Jesus. We command you to loose her. We command her bones to get stronger and her marrow in her bones to get stronger. I'm expecting it. Well, it's just bad. It's bad. We ain't talking to you. I'm not going to talk to you about that until you see what I see, the Bible. All things are possible to them that believe. You're not believing, and you're trying to contaminate somebody's faith. Somebody can be in faith and get around. Oh, I just feel so sorry. This woman went into a coma going to church here. They were raised Baptist. I'm not anti-Baptist. I was too. I just started believing some things. I'm still a Baptist, I reckon I am. If I was a Catholic, I'd still be one, but I'm a believing one now. Well, you know, goes into a coma down there, and I start fasting. Have you fasted for the ones that you're so worried about? Come on, somebody, don't fast. Don't worry. You go to fasting, and that hunger will get your mind off that worrying. Go 2 days or three. I guarantee you, all you'll be worried about is a biscuit. Man, you can eat anything after 3 days, but anyways. And I didn't go, Johnny. And Teresa, man, it's looking real rough on you. You're not going down there. It's your sheep and all of that. I said, I know it, but I'm going to hear from the Lord. I want to hear from the Lord. And so I waited. I just waited. And on the third day of the fast, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, go down there. He said, and I want you to rebuke that, and I'm going to raise her up. I said, yes, sir. I got ready right quick, and I went down there, and they done flew all the family in. She's on a breathing machine. She can't breathe for herself. She's on a breathing machine and all of that, and they done flew the family in from two or three different states, you know, and they've been in there, and they've been talking and all that stuff, and I walked in. Now, this became a trial to me. This was a trial to me, Johnny. I don't want to bury. I don't like going to funerals. I'd rather keep them alive. You know, and so I go in there and I walk over to the husband, and they were going to church here, and I told him, I said, James, I said, I'm going to go pray for her. The Lord's going to raise her up. And I mean, that whole family flocked over her like a bunch of, like you had threw a rock up in a hornet nest. You ever threw a rock in a hornet nest? Don't do it. You can't run fast enough. Them suckers will pop you in the back and the back of the head and everywhere. They follow the scent of that rock to you. Don't do it. You know how I know? I did it. I mean, they're like a .22 rifle. And they bow up on you too. Anyhow, they come over. Well, why dare you? Who do you think you are? I mean, right there in the hospital. Who do you think you are? I said, I don't think I'm nobody. I'm his pastor. I'm her pastor. They said, who do you think you are giving him false hope? I looked, James, I said, James, can I pray for your wife? Now I'm getting mad. I mean, I'm really about to get mad in her. And I'll come out under the anointing. They're all going to need the emergency room. That's the way I felt right then. I'm like, good Lord, man, what's wrong? Y'all stupid or what? Y'all all saved? You say you're saved. And here you are caught up in this right here. Poor mama, poor daddy, poor all that. And you know what? I go in there and I just got away from them, boy. I went in through them doors, shut it back. I felt good when I got out of there. Now I went in there. I said, where's Miss Crotner at, please? She's in room so-and-so. I said, thank you. I go down there and I grabbed her by the toe. I didn't look at her body. I didn't look at her on the breathing machine. I don't care. I know God what God's told me, and I commanded her to live and not die. I rebuked death. I said, I come against you in the name of Jesus. I command you to loose her and let her go. She'll live and not die and declare the glory of God. Hallelujah. I looked up, and tears running down her face looking at me. Come to find out, they done been in there. And she told me, she said, they had done give up on me. I could hear them, but I couldn't open my eyes and talk to them. She said, I heard what they were saying, the funeral, and they done planned it all out, and we're feel bad for you, Daddy, and all of that stuff. I told her, I said, you ain't leaving here till you cook me a pot of pinto beans like you promised. You know what? She come out of that hospital, come back and back to church. Live. Don't tell me that faith won't work what God wants. And you know, people's like, I mean, I had people tell me, well, what if it wasn't the will of God for her to live? I said, it is the will of God for everybody to live long, satisfied lives. That's all the evidence I need. I don't need nothing else. I'm going to lay hands on them. If they die, well, God be with them. You know, but if they live, like God, I've done the will of God. So see, don't let impossibilities up here limit you from your healing, from your finances, from a good future, for ministry. I want ministry. I want more ministry. My flesh said, no, no. You ain't going to have enough more time for yourself. Well, didn't we just read the scripture? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. They were not selfish. They were ready to do the will of God. See, the will of God will bring healing to you. The will of God will bring strength to you. The will of God. I walked in the other day. This guy looked at him. He said, see my arms? He's 92 years old. See my arms? I said, well, I hadn't noticed them, but yeah, since you mentioned it there, I've seen your arms. He said, this arm right here, he said, my wife sent me out there to let the garage door down, and I let it come down on my arm. Skinny butt pretty good. He said, you know what this one is? I said, I bet you're going to tell me. He said, yep. He said, this, and then I was out there, and I fell over. He said, I fell over. He said, you know how old I am? I said, nah, don't. You look about 70 or so. He said, oh, I'm 92 years old, son. He said, my wife's threatening to put me in a cage. I said, she ain't put you in one yet, has she? I said, she ain't that big. I ain't never seen his wife. I'm a man. You ain't going to put me in no cage. Right? And I'm not going to let this 92-year-old sit there and think some woman going to put him in a cage. He's been a man for 92 years. If he is a sissy, I'm going to get him out of it right here at 92, black God. He's going to go back home and set the law down to his woman. And so he says, I said, well, you know what? I said, you know what? I said, you can get stronger. I said, you can get stronger physically. I said, I'm going to pray for you. He said, well, I appreciate that. He's going to shake my hand. I said, no, I'm talking about right now. I'm in the middle of the garage, the mechanic garage. They're all over there and they're like, they're getting on over here, you know, and I'm like, well, bless God, they need to see this too. Yeah. And so he says, I said, now, I want to pray for you right now. He said, well, yeah, that's fine. So I prayed for him. And I said, old age, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing in his 90s. Thank you, Lord, for grace in his 90s, Lord. I thank you, Lord, he'll increase strength more and more. Praise God, he's going to get stronger and stronger. Thank you, Lord. He won't be falling around and breaking bones and all of that at this young, tender age. I don't see him old, weak and feeble. He is that. I don't see him that way. And so then that stuff happens. Then they go down there and they're like, hey, man, could you pray? We can't figure this junk out, how to fix this. Could you pray for us? I said, sure, the mechanic lives in me. Right? Yes, sir. So I prayed for them, they figured it out. Two of them's lost. One of them's a Christian. And so I'm like, okay. When I'm there, I'm like, I don't want to do this because I got trials. Man, I need somebody to be praying for me, man. You know, I mean, if they just knew what's going on in my life, you ain't got no troubles. See, you can't go by how you feel because you know what? That prayer's coming back to me. That prayer's coming back to me, returning back to me. Why? How do you know that? The Bible says in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. Right? Well, we're not just talking about money. Sow healing, sow words of, it's never going to be usually convenient for you to encourage somebody. So most of the time, you're going to be going through your stuff. Most of the time, you're going to be feel like you're in the cook frying pan. See, that's when your faith is tested. I mean, look, y'all need to, if you think you can't make this next Wednesday night, you need to fast Monday and Tuesday. Because you really need to be here. Y'all out there in TV land, muster up the strength, get ready, prepare yourself, get on over here. Pray God, these things going to happen in this house. God's going to break yokes. I don't know what all's going to, I can't say, but I know it on the inside. Y'all that ain't going to church, you don't have a church on Wednesday night, let's pack this house out. Let's praise the Lord. Let's get some healing going on. Bring your expectation and all your troubles. And we're going to lay them, help you lay them down. See, the Bible says for you not to worry. You should not worry about anything. Man, that you're going to have to fight that. You're going to have to fight that. You can worry about financial future. And it just get better and better and better, and you still worry, and you trained yourself to be a worry wart. And it's making you, it can make you sick. It can make you weak. You know, when I worry now, I don't feel good. I mean, I ain't done it in a long time, but I mean, I can start worrying and I feel like drained. Travis and Beth can get into it at home a little bit, or you know, just have some differences and get and he'll tell me the next day, that was stupid, man. He said, it drains me. I said, sure it does. We're spirit beings. I said, it's gonna drain you. You're in a wrong spirit. Y'all yielding to a wrong spirit. I said, when you don't yield to it, I said, it keeps you strong. It makes you strong. That's what not yielding to the trial does. James said it, count it all joy. I had that come up in my spirit years ago where James chapter 1, he said, my brother, count it all joy. And I heard the Holy Ghost say, woohoo! That's where I got it. You know, and I'm like, hallelujah, woohoo! Woohoo! When that things ain't going good in my living room. How do I woohoo when I ain't got enough money? Lord, how do I woohoo? He said, you do it by faith. He said the woohoo, the mindset, the heart will bring you out of the trial. He said it'll give you strength through the trial. He said it'll help you to conquer the trial. So every time I'd get in one for a long time, I'd say, "Oh, glory to God. Woohoo. Hallelujah. I'm in the trial, man. Yeah, baby, come on." You got to have that mentality. You got to learn to enjoy the trial. Learn to enjoy it. How do you enjoy it? You got to know something. The victory's yours. Knowing this, that your faith being tested works endurance. You can endure. You can endure hardship. You can endure. You can endure when your flesh. I mean, they want me to come to the convention out yonder every year, and I'm thinking, oh, man, it's going to be a week, man. I got to go week, you know, out there, you know. And I know God wants me to go. Now, what is that? Flesh. Well, you're the pastor. Or I ain't. Jesus is. Right? He set it up. Gonna be gone a whole week next year, convention. Somewhere. I said, well, where's it at? He said, sometimes it's in Alabama, sometimes it's in Georgia, sometimes it's in Florida, sometimes it's in Kentucky. And I'm like, good Lord. 8-hour trip to have a church service. See, get prepared to do these kind of things. I'm raising y'all up. Y'all think y'all ain't going to be doing nothing? You just don't know what God's going to do yet. You're going to be preaching and teaching. You're going to be overseeing ministries. We're going to start more ministries. When God speaks it, I've got all kinds of ministries here. Yeah, the trials are there. They made us leave the streets down here, and one of them guys, they said, I told you, man. I mean, I felt it coming. You felt what coming? I said, you got rejected, now you're defeated? Really? We got to help you. That's what I told him. I said, well, you need help. I said, that just made me know that I'm on the right path. I wasn't defeated. I said, they lost out on the move of God. Right? Hey, we're not defeated. You know, and I said, I told that person, I said, see, you can't take no rejection. They rejected Jesus. They refused him. And people do it today. I said, you know, they still reject him. He's still rejected. I said, but he wasn't moved. So I want to encourage you. Trials are opportunities. Trials are nothing more than opportunities. They're satanic forces. Sometimes trial meant to defeat you, but whether it is that, God, or anything else, trials are opportunities. Trials are opportunities to go higher. Trials are opportunities to see miraculous things. Just like the Lord told me to start this church right here, and y'all know the story went out, you know, and all of them rejected it and all that. I just rolled that thing over on the Lord. I said, this is your problem, but you need me to stand in faith, God, and it will be done in Jesus' name. Well, see, it was an opportunity. And had I not seen God, stood that test that was coming to me to stop the will of God, I wouldn't have seen the miraculous. And once I stood, the miraculous happened. And here we are 20-something years later, 21 years later. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And I thank you, Father, that signs, wonders, and